Welcome to Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm Joe Gunderman, filling in this week for Amy Reynolds.
It's just like our bodies. Think about an Olympic athlete. They're eating 20,000 calories a day. Well, we're trying to make these digesters be Olympic athletes.
That's Mark Sukan, Director of Materials Management for Quasar Energy Group. In our last Elevations, in support of WKSU's Reduce, Reuse, Refocus series, we learned that Kent State University is installing a new grind-to-energy system to handle some of our food waste. Quasar is the company that will haul our ground-up stuff away to their anaerobic digesters. To learn what that's all about, we visited Mark at Quasar, a Cleveland company started in 2007.
Anaerobic digestion is a breakdown of organisms in a closed tank without oxygen. These tanks generate methane gas. That methane gas is burned in internal combustion engines to generate electricity. It's a great renewable energy resource. The material goes back after it's been digested, goes back into farm fields. You're also saving money from going into the landfill because this is going to be on a tank that is owned by Kent State, and we hook up our hose, we suck out the tank, and we go. It's a lot cleaner process than what you'd have with trash pickups and hauling because it's all a contained unit, so you don't have any mice, rodents, raccoons getting into this mix because it's all contained. So you've really cut down on your vermin.
He explained how this digestion tank works.
Basically, it's a slow motion blender that is just like a stomach. You're constantly providing new material through this mixing. So the material goes into the digester where it's just in a constant flow of motion. So you're not having solids settle to the bottom of the tank. And their bacteria are in the tank throughout it, munching on this new biomass that's coming through. And the thicker the feed rate, typically the better, the more healthy the bacterial community is because it's going to have something to be on or in.
These digesters improve on landfills in pretty significant ways.
The difference between a landfill and Quasar's digesters is that we capture 100% of the emissions coming from the digester. So we capture all the methane, which is 23 times more harmful than CO2 is, burn it, generate electricity from it, and the off-gas of the engine is basically water vapor, and there is some CO2, but it's significantly less damaging to the earth than methane is. Landfill gas systems capture that over the course of 20 years, but until they cap it and then put the well in place, all that gas is going up. There's no way to capture that. You're not going to have 100% efficiency in the landfill gas capture system.
And what about what's left?
After we're done digesting, the material is met Class B requirements for EPA purposes for fertilizer value. So we have lots of farmers that are interested in the material because it's not technically organic, but it's a nutrient source for the plants. The higher the organic content in a field, the better the crop is going to do. And we're also providing a lot of nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and micro and macronutrients that the fields need to be productive. So we've seen 30% increases in yields from normal farming practices.
Agricultural runoff has been an issue, especially when it reaches Lake Erie. So we asked Mark about that.
In terms of potential runoff issues, we do applications based on when the farm fields need it. Also, we inject the fertilizer into the ground instead of just top spreading it. So when you inject it into the ground, you're covering it back up, so that reduces odor. Number two, you're getting it to where the crops can use it. And once it's in the soil, it can't run off. The bacteria in the digesters are breaking down the ammonia into a more plant-available form of nitrogen. It's a quicker-acting nitrogen for those plants to uptake. So that's another benefit of anaerobic digestion is faster nitrogen uptake.
Grind to Energy and Quasar think they have a more economic and environmentally friendly way to handle food waste. But are there barriers to this technology?
The problem that we have is that landfilling is cheap in Ohio. We're competing with very cheap options. That's why you've seen progressive thinking organizations like Kent State be able to move forward with this is because they're saying, hey, there's more to it than just the bottom line. While the bottom line matters, there's also a much larger benefit to generating renewable energy, reducing waste going into landfill.
That's Mark Sukan. We talked to him at Quasar Energy Group, where he's the Director of Materials Management. WKSU's Reduce, Reuse, Refocus is supported by Metro RTA. Elevations is produced by myself, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm Joe Gunderman, sitting in this week for Amy Reynolds. Join us every Saturday morning on 89.7 WKSU.